Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Thursday, October 6, 2022. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with the latest developments from yesterday's top story. A physical altercation broke out backstage last night between Andrade El Idolo and Sammy Guevara at AEW's Dynamite event, which took place at the Entertainment and Sports Arena in Washington, D.C. The incident, which took place before the show went on the air, led to Andrade being sent home from the event, according to an exclusive TMZ report filed minutes before Dynamite went live on the air. TMZ sources indicated that the fight was genuine and not part of an AEW storyline. The confrontation between the two wrestlers began verbally, with Guevara then allegedly shoving Andrade, after which punches were thrown. Dave Meltzer reported on this morning's Wrestling Observer Radio that both were warned on Tuesday about staying professional in the locker room, and Meltzer added that Andrade was waiting for Guevara in the hallway and threw two punches at Guevara before the fight was broken up. The conflict between Guevara and Andrade became public over the weekend when the two men became engaged in a Twitter war of words arising from an interview Andrade gave on Friday in which he was critical of Guevara. Andrade was scheduled to face 10 of the Dark Order in a career versus mask match to be aired on Friday's Rampage, but the match was canceled by Tony Khan via Twitter. According to this morning's Wrestling Observer Radio, the career versus mask stipulations were added to the match last week to play off of rumors of Andrade wanting to leave the company and return to WWE. The apparent real-life feud follows several other examples of genuine animosity in the AEW locker room, including the post-all-out media scrum brawl involving CM Punk, Kenny Omega, and the Young Bucks, as well as another conflict involving Guevara and Eddie Kingston, which resulted in a suspension for Kingston in August. We'll keep you informed as this story continues to unfold. Last night's Dynamite served as the program's third anniversary show and featured an extra 15 minutes added to the TBS broadcast. Sammy Guevara wrestled in the main event, teaming with ROH World Champion Chris Jericho to defeat Bryan Danielson and former Jericho Appreciation Society member Daniel Garcia. The win came when Guevara pinned Garcia after Jericho had hit Garcia in the head with his ROH title belt.
Can he hang on long enough to make it? Oh, whoa!
No honor at all there with that Ring of Honor World title by Jericho.
Come on! Just exactly what I talked about in the interview earlier.
The referee was looking towards the competition. She didn't see it, Excalibur.
No, she didn't. And Bryan Danielson's still down through the timekeeper's table. Sammy Guevara covers and gets the win.
The team of Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara.
The Ring of Honor Championship, it's as high as profile it's ever been. But if it's going to be like this, this isn't the Ring of Honor I remember.
Saraya got physically involved for the first time since arriving in AEW, brawling with Britt Baker and Rebel following the conclusion of a trios match in which Toni Storm, Athena, and Willow Nightingale defeated Jamie Hayter, Serena Deeb, and Penelope Ford. Saraya had accompanied Storm, Athena, and Nightingale to the ring for the match. Nightingale got the win for her team, pinning Ford, and later in the broadcast, issued a challenge to TBS champion Jade Cargill. Number one contender to the AEW world title, Hangman Adam Page defeated Roosh after a buckshot lariat. Following the match, Page was confronted by heavyweight champion Jon Moxley.
I've been waiting for this for 3 years. 3 years of AEW Dynamite. 3 years of watching you, 3 years of studying you because I knew this was coming, 3 years of us circling each other. You know, between the two of us, we've beaten just about everybody there is to beat here in AEW, except each other.
Opening the program in his first match on Dynamite since April, MJF defeated Wheeler Yuta of the Blackpool Combat Club by submission with a modified Salt of the Earth armbar. MJF's Firm faction attacked Yuta after the match, but were run off by Blackpool Combat Club leader William Regal. In other results, TNT champion Wardlow defended his title over Brian Cage in Cage's first match on Dynamite since September of 2021. Darby Allin pinned Jay Lethal, and Luchasaurus pinned Fuego del Sol. Jungle Boy Jack Perry confronted Luchasaurus after his victory, and the two men agreed to face each other on next week's Dynamite from Toronto. As of yesterday morning, WrestleTix reported that 2,903 tickets had been distributed for last night's Dynamite event, with 681 tickets remaining available. With more AEW news, here is the Wrestling News' Lou Kippelman.
Popular masked luchador Bandido has agreed to terms to join AEW's roster, according to a report from Fightful Select. It had previously been reported that there was strong interest in Bandido from Tony Khan, following Bandido's match against Ring of Honor World Champion Chris Jericho on the live September 28th Rampage from the Lee Acura Center in Philadelphia. There is no information yet on what the nature of Bandido's deal might be, or when he might be appearing next on AEW or ROH TV, but we will keep you posted. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
In ratings news, NXT fell to its lowest rating in nearly 2 months, both in overall viewership and in the key 18 to 49-year-old demographic. According to Showbuzz Daily, Tuesday night's edition, the first live episode in 3 weeks, drew 625,000 viewers on the USA Network, down from 660,000 for last week's pre-taped episode. The rating in the key demo was 0.13, translating to about 170,000 viewers, and down from last week's 0.16 rating, according to WrestleNomics. The show ranked number 30 on cable TV in the key demo for the evening, down from number 14 last week. However, the show rose in the ranks in overall viewership on cable for the night, going from number 77 last week to number 59 this week. This was the lowest NXT rating since August 9th in both overall viewership and in the 18 to 49 demographic. According to Post Wrestling's John Pollock, in Canada, NXT on Rogers Sportsnet 360 averaged 56,000 viewers, up from 42,000 last week, including 32,000 in the 25 to 50-year-old demographic. Overnight ratings also came in yesterday for the premiere of Vice TV's new wrestling documentary series, Tales from the Territories, which drew 113,000 viewers with a 0.05 rating in the 18 to 49 demographic, according to PW Insider. The audience for the premiere episode was lower than the premiere episodes of all three seasons of Vice's previous wrestling series, Dark Side of the Ring, which drew 154,000, 320,000, and 272,000, respectively. With the WWE news, here's the Wrestling News' Lou Kippelman.
Freddie Prinze Jr. confirmed on his podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, yesterday that he'd been trying to sign Wyndham Rotunda, a.k.a. Bray Wyatt, for the wrestling promotion startup he's been working on.
I am working on filling out a roster. I have a female in place that a lot of people know and love. I can say that. And everybody knows that I love Bray. And it was basically reported that I was the one that made the offer. And sure, I'll confirm that. I've put out an offer there, and I think it's a creative offer.
Prinz indicated that he has had interest in centering his promotion around Wyatt, but will find someone else if he cannot secure Wyatt for the role. The topic came up on the podcast during a discussion of the White Rabbit promos airing recently on WWE programming, which are heavily rumored to be pointing toward an imminent return of Bray Wyatt to the company. During October, WWE will be celebrating 25 years of Kane, in honor of Glenn Jacobs's debut as the Kane character at In Your House Bad Blood on October 5, 1997. According to a press release yesterday, the celebration will include Kane-themed installments of WWE Top 10 and WWE Playlist, flashback videos of memorable Kane moments shown on WWE TV, as well as the use of the hashtag Kane25. Jacobs, currently in his second term as the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee, was a 3-time world champion in WWE as Kane, as well as a 12-time world tag team champion, 2-time Intercontinental Champion, and a Money in the Bank winner. He was inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame last year. Although the Kane persona debuted in 1997, Jacobs had been on the WWF roster for 2 years prior, appearing as Isaac Yankum, DDS, and the second version of Diesel. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
In news from Japan, New Japan Pro Wrestling has announced an 8-match card for their upcoming NJPW Strong television tapings, taking place in Los Angeles on October 16th. New Japan legend Hiroshi Tanahashi returns to the United States to face Gabriel Kidd in what's currently being listed as the main event of the card. It marks Tanahashi's first appearance in the country since June, when he came to the States for New Japan Strong TV tapings in Los Angeles, before appearing at the Forbidden Door pay-per-view in Chicago, where he faced Jon Moxley in a decision match for the AEW Interim World Championship. The New Japan Strong tapings are being held at the Vermont Hollywood in Los Angeles and are subtitled Showdown, which has been the name of the company's November American tapings since 2020. Other matches announced for the show include Minoru Suzuki against Fred Yehi, Tom Lawler faces Homicide, Juice Robinson against Jake Something, and in a tag team match, Mascara Dorada and Blake Christian face off against El Fantasmo and Chris Bay. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast, and remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the Wrestling News. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.